Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2601, 5 Ways to Minimize Debt and Increase Your Retirement, by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 5 Ways to Minimize Debt and Increase Your Retirement, by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. The problem with the debt cycle is that it's so easy to fall into, yet so hard to get out of. Once you're stuck in this rut, it feels as if you're living life in a never-ending cycle of debt. Moreover, no matter how hard you try to stay out of debt, there may be circumstances in your life that just render this pursuit impossible. If you find yourself in this situation, I want you to know that you're not alone. Millions of people have been in your same situation and have successfully climbed their way out of debt. Many people are seeking ways to minimize debt, if not eliminate it for good. However, with the current economic problems, many people have found themselves unable to make even the minimum payments on their credit cards. If you're desperate to get out of debt, here are a few tips that can help you minimize debt. Number 1, stop using your credit card. When trying to minimize your debt, the first thing you want to do to save more is to stop using your credit cards. By continually using them and not paying them off in full each month, you'll continue your downward debt spiral, which won't stop until you stop piling on more debt. When you consistently use your credit card, it's easy to let it get out of control. Many people end up spending more than they intended, worsening their debt. It gets so bad that the interest rates begin to add up, and you may have trouble paying the minimum payments. This will affect your financial ability to save for the future. However, the good news is there are ways a person can stop using their credit card. One way is to find a new source for your purchases. The first is to eliminate all spending on things that are not absolutely necessary for your survival. Start with spending only on your basic needs and build up from there if your financial situation allows. If your monthly situation is so dire that you need your credit card to cover even your basic expenses, then it's a good idea for you to find new ways to earn additional income, such as taking the time to learn how to invest in a gold IRA. That way, you'll not only have more money in the present, but also for the future and hopefully an eventual retirement. Number 2, change your lifestyle. In addition to curtailing your use of credit cards, you'll also need to change your lifestyle and spending habits. You may want to sit down and evaluate certain areas in your life where you may be overspending. Are your utilities too high? Are you paying too many monthly subscription plans that you aren't even using? Do you really need to spend an extra $100 a month on new clothes? Or perhaps the children have too many toys that they aren't using? There's no better time to start saving for your future or retirement than now. This doesn't necessarily mean you have to deprive yourself of some comforts in life. Instead, it means switching to a more frugal lifestyle. Start saving for your retirement as early as you can by saving just even little amounts. Yes, the $100 saved every month that you would have otherwise spent shopping will compound into thousands faster than you realize. Number 3, always strive to pay at least the minimum. Even when paying the minimum on your credit card bills seems like an impossible task, do everything you can to make the minimum monthly payments. To stop your financial bleeding, you need to figure out a way to at least pay the minimum each month. The key to doing this is to incorporate the minimum payments into your monthly budget under your expenses. That way, you're sure to set aside even just the minimum amount every month. The danger with skipping payments is that you may get used to this cycle, which will only add additional late payments and interest on top of the amount you originally owed. In addition, missing card payments will hurt your credit profile and future necessary purchases. A poor credit history can make it difficult to acquire additional retirement benefits, such as affordable insurance and other financial protection options. Number 4, increase your monthly payments. Along with the tip we just mentioned, if there's room in the budget for you to increase your monthly payments, put everything extra towards one single debt you want to pay off first. Paying more than the minimum by putting extra money towards the debt principal will help you reduce the amount of interest you pay and help you pay off the loan faster. Paying down principal means spending less money on interest, which will allow you to put more money away for retirement. In other words, the less you pay, the longer it'll take you to get out of debt. And number 5, get a side hustle. With technology, it's rather easy to find a side hustle you can do in your spare time to earn a couple hundred or $1,000 each month. There are many freelancing opportunities available, depending on your talents or passions. In addition to freelance work, other simple, mundane tasks allow you to earn a few bucks in your free time every day. For instance, rather than spending your extra hours mindlessly scrolling on social media sites, use these hours to earn some money online instead. You can do paid surveys, write a blog, perform data encoding jobs, or whatever it is that gives you a little extra cash on the side. Then, once you start earning money, be sure you don't mindlessly spend it. Remember that you're taking on a side hustle to minimize your debt, hence putting your side hustle money towards debt payments, not buying new toys. Once the debts are done and paid for, you can put these payments into your future or retirement savings. Conclusion. When you're young and at the peak of your career, it's very easy to fall into debt because all of the things you have and want to buy. While it makes you feel good now to have all these things, the danger in the future is that it'll only hurt your ability to retire. However, the good news is that there are many avenues for you to fix this financial mess. If you start a monthly budget and follow a debt payoff plan, it may not take you decades to get out of debt. If you're just starting out, minimizing your debts when you're young can help you secure your future and your retirement. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Ways to Minimize Debt and Increase Your Retirement by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. There are a lot of different ways to address debt. I think in order to solve it so that it doesn't creep back into your life, it's helpful to first consider what got you into debt in the first place. In my case, I found myself in debt simply because I wasn't paying attention and I didn't understand how compound interest worked. I made a decent income, and while I did spend beyond my means, I didn't do so by an obscene amount. I had a little bit of cash savings, and I could have paid more than the minimum amount due on my credit cards if I wanted to. However, I didn't have enough financial literacy to know to do that. I've heard that you should pay more than the minimum on your cards, but I didn't really understand why. I prioritized cash on hand over getting out of debt because I didn't realize that the compound interest on my debt was silently digging me into a deeper hole over time. So here's what I did. I solved the awareness part by running a credit report on myself. I knew I had debt, but I didn't know how much collectively. I actually had 30 grand of debt that I was just blissfully unaware of. I then solved the financial literacy issue by reading books, blogs, and listening to podcasts. Once I saw that I could get compound interest working for me through investing versus working against me with debt, something clicked for me. Staying engaged with personal finance content also got me super motivated to do the work. I got really intentional and mindful about my spending and started engaging with a budget. 11 months later, on August 16th, 2016 to be exact, I made my last debt payment. And that'll do it for today. Have a great day and weekend, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.